Best wishes, graduates, from Krauss Brothers Construction in Wahpeton.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back at it. Coming to you from my radio hut here on Dakota Avenue. We are at 42 right now. Wouldn't say it's warming up a whole lot in a cloudy sky. Welcome to our Wednesday talk round. I promised you a busy 9 o'clock hour, and not to disappoint, talking with Veteran Services Officer Jeremy Strong, Wilkin County. Did I get that wrong?
Sharp. It's okay, though.
Sharp. Yeah. Strong. Well, you appear strong to me.
I'll take that.
My apologies. My apologies. Jeremy, good to have you in here.
Yeah, good to be here.
What are we talking about? We got Memorial Day happening here.
Yeah.
And thank you for giving me info, too, as to where the color guard's going to be showing up, too. We're going to be running that now through Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good to have everybody come out, support American Legion and in both counties, and everybody come out and just support that. And, of course, the biggest thing is remember what that day is.
Yeah.
And the importance of that. So,
right.
Yeah, and I'll actually be in Traverse County that day at their American Legion, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
I'll be the keynote speaker. A little nervous about that. Haven't really.
Why are you nervous about that? You do fine in here, so that shouldn't be much of a stretch for you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it pretty simple, but, you know, just bring out the importance of the day, and that it's not just of course, it is a day of good barbecue, but it's also, you know, a day just to remember the men and women that had made the ultimate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So just very, very important day for us.
I was telling, and I heard this phrase, I wish I would have come up with it. Make it a memorable one. Make it a memorable Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I think that's appropriate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how's it been going now? You're new to the position here, correct?
Yeah, I've been here since end of February, and slowly but surely picking up the pace and getting everything I need to take care of vets. So it's been good so far.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. So veterans, if any veterans listening to this, or people with veterans in their family too, have any kind of questions or concerns, you're available for that, right?
I am. Yep.
Okay.
And so I'm over at the recycling center, tucked away in there. But if anybody wants to come in, you can either call or I do have walk-in, so that's fine as well. So I'm usually here in Wilkin County Monday, Wednesday, Friday,
okay,
and then Traverse County Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So you're covering both counties?
Both.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. How's that been for you, too?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah. Keeps me busy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So how many veterans, like, ballpark are we talking? And you don't have to be exact with those numbers, but
I'd say altogether, there's at least 500-600 or so.
Okay. So you got quite a handful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it definitely keeps you busy. Still working on getting Wilkin County up to speed. I know Mary here in Richland County, she takes really good care of the veterans as well. So teamed up with her, going to try to get some more events going on, not just around the fair weekend or anything like that, but just maybe if we can do like a meet and greet, just get to, you know, let the veterans get to know me. I get to know the veterans, and, you know, maybe some free coffee and donuts. Can't go wrong there.
Kind of thumbnail it for us.
Yeah.
What are some of the needs you're seeing with our veterans? What are they looking for?
Well, of course, transportation's a big deal.
Huge.
And so just making sure, you know, veterans are able to get to their appointments, whether if it's Fargo, Fergus, wherever it may be, do whatever we can to get that lined up. Of course, the big thing for me is compensation. If there's any veterans that are uncertain, or if they're not sure where they're at, you know, they can come down to the office and we can look at everything and see what we can do for them. Another big thing too is DIC, so that's through the VA, that's a death indemnity compensation.
Okay.
That the surviving spouse and even surviving children may be entitled to, if that veteran has a service connected disability at the time of their passing. That's a good benefit, just to help monthly income. It's not a huge amount, but anything helps.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of spouses may not be aware of that. So
that they could be entitled.
Yeah. Yeah. So if they can come down the office, we can look at everything and see if we can get them qualified for that.
Jeremy, we hear a lot about mental health mm-hmm. with our veterans, too. Yeah. You can provide services for that, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the VA has really gone out of their way to really make that a big part of their mission.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a great job. I can speak for myself. I've never been disappointed in their services, and they usually get you scheduled pretty quick if you do need to, you know, see someone. And we even have county resources as well for veterans, even not necessarily tied to the VA. Mm-hmm. There's Lutheran Social Services. They have a CORE program that's specific for veterans, and so even if that's a route they want to take, we can get that set up as well.
Is it hard for veterans to reach out?
Not necessarily hard to reach out, but it's a lot of people still think it's taboo to talk about.
Stigma, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think it's very important, though, to never overshadow that. And, you know, whether you're a veteran or not, it's a big impact with the stressors that we have daily life. So, whatever I can do to get the veteran to get the help they need, I'll absolutely do that.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And great information. If people want to know more, what is your number over there, Jeremy?
Yes. Let me give you my number.
Yeah. See, I messed the name up, and then you're HUD for the numbers. This is off the cuff, which is the way I like
yes.
to have it. So.
Yeah. I haven't got there yet. I'm usually pretty good with numbers, but
that's all right. that is quite all right. So you're going to have no problem with this this keynote speech,
yeah.
I get.
I'm going to give you my work mobile. That way I always have that on me because a lot of the time, you know, usually Tuesday, Thursday, I don't know if somebody's calling in, but you can just call me directly at 218-517-0526. If you want to email me, it's jsharp@wilkincounty.gov. And so just anybody out there that has any questions about their veterans benefits or any questions in general, just please give me a call or email.
Absolutely. Or just need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
All right. Jeremy, great to have you in here. Stop back again.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Jeremy Sharp, not strong. Sharp, well, you're strong and you're sharp. So there you go. Jeremy, great having you. Thank
you. Appreciate
it. It's 9:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Arguing again, and there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean